On the Employment of Time. Therefore, whilst we have time, let us work good to all men. Ephesians 6:13. The following is from Italian Jesuit Paolo Sinieri. God allows us ample time to do good. I gave her a time that she might do penance. Revelation 2. But when this time of which we are now the masters shall be ended, we can no longer have a single moment at our disposal. Time shall be no longer. Revelation 10. It is then that our Lord's time will have arrived, that time which he has fixed, and then he will ask how we have employed that which he had given. Ah, what a severe account will he not demand! Let us examine ourselves and see how we employ our time. Is it employed in useful things, or is it frittered away in seeking after vain pursuits? God gives us this time in order that it may assist us in working out our own salvation, and we lose it, or rather we make use of it in such a manner as will eventually lead to eternal loss. Oh, what a use to make of a blessing which ought to be fostered with so much care and so much wisdom! We shall know the value of time when we shall have allowed it to pass away, and when our Lord's time will have arrived. And that time is not far off. Her time is near at hand, and her days shall not be prolonged, says Isaiah. The wise man is not satisfied with comparing the days of our life to those of a traveler in order to express its short duration. He says further on that this short time passes away so quickly that he can but compare it to a shadow. How likely we are to lose it, and what dangers do we not incur if we do not take especial care to make a good use of that which God has given us? A traveler pressed for time thinks only of how soon he can complete his labors. He deprives himself of sleep, of his meals, his relaxations, in fact, all that he can shorten or cut off. If we do not make a profitable use of the little time that remains to work out our salvation, what do we not risk? The loss of your time does not produce a less evil than the eternal loss of your soul. What then is the blindness of worldlings who pass their days in boasting projects of fame and fortune? A traveler whom the love of his own dear country urges his return, does he amuse himself on the road with trifles? What are the largest fortunes in the world or the grandest establishments on earth in comparison to a happy eternity to which every Christian should aspire? Nothing but trifles and mere playthings. My days, alas, are reckoned up, and the number is but very small. I will husband these my days with care, so that I may reach at last the heavenly home. The following is from French priest Père Croisset. God gives me this day to work out my salvation. Ought we not to meditate on this? For are we certain of seeing tomorrow? Today, well employed, may be worth an eternity of happiness and glory. If God had vouchsafed to have given the same grace to those who have finished their career, if a soul could come out of hell or purgatory even for one day with the power of expiating its sins by penance and prayer, what would it not do? In so short, so precious a time, would a single moment be lost? Doubtless, no. Even those who are in heaven, would they not deem it an inestimable favor if they had another day to merit some new degree of holiness which would unite them more closely to God? Why should we not make use of this short time in a similar way? Let us apply to ourselves what the wise man says in Ecclesiasticus, "Defraud not thyself of the good day, and let not the part of a good gift overpass thee." Be mindful and do not let slip any opportunity of doing good. We can then listen to and follow faithfully the voice and inspirations of God. Let us do our utmost to carry out the advice of the wise man, and in the most excellent and perfect way, he hath made all things good in their time. Let us also follow that other advice of Ecclesiastes, namely, do without delay all that is in your power, because in hell, which is full of souls who have made bad use of time, there will be no time to do good, neither will there be knowledge nor wisdom to teach us. Our life is made up of a number of years which quickly succeed each other. They pass away without a hope of our ever seeing another day or another hour ever return. This series of years, of months, of days, which God has given us for the purpose of saving our souls, are properly the talent which the Almighty has been pleased to entrust to us. This we ought to make much of, as we shall necessarily have to give a strict account. Since we have been in the world, no year has passed but that it has been the last year for very many, and the year now silently gliding away will terminate the career of many more. How sad for those who have lost, perhaps, every day of the year! Have we nothing to reproach ourselves with? How have we employed each day? We have worked hard for the world. Have we gained much for heaven? For if we have done nothing for eternity, we have lost a year. Now, at least, let us usefully make use of the little time that remains. The following is from St. Philip Neri. We must not be behind time in doing good, for death will not be behind his time. Happy is the youth because he has time before him to do good. In order to begin well and to finish better, it is quite necessary to hear Mass every day, unless there be some lawful hindrance in the way. And St. Bonaventure tells us that there is no greater loss than the loss of time.